Good morning, my dear friends, on this beautiful sunny morning here in Cumbria. And I welcome you to this table of love. We light a light in the name of the God who creates us, in the name of the cosmic Christ who loves us, in the name of the Spirit who is the fire of life. In the name of Gaia, our beloved Earth Mother, who nurtures the divine in all life. And in the name of all faith traditions and none, who are the children of the loving God, our brothers and sisters, all are welcome. And in the name of spiritual diversity, on behalf of all our brothers and sisters of the Teo community of Interfaith Franciscans, we welcome you this morning. And we begin with our prologue of our brother and sister's scenes of Mount Sinai. We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the heavenly Father, Mother, God, the earthly mother and all the great masters, and reverence to the holy, pure and saving teachings, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. Thursday morning we commune with the angel of water, saying, Angel of water, enter my blood and give the water of life to my whole body. As you say this, you contemplate the waters of earth in rain, rivers, lakes, seas, or anywhere. And the currents of the angel of water are left intensifying and directing the circulation of our blood, even when one's carpets are flooded in the bedroom. So we welcome you. And now, taking the beautiful prayers from the Celtic prayers of Iona, we read, If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the furthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand hold me fast. And our opening prayer, O loving Christ, who died upon the tree of life, each day and each night, I remember your love. In my lying down and in my rising up, in life and in death, you are my health and my peace. Each day and each night, I remember your forgiveness bestowed upon me so gently and generously. Each day and each night, may I be fuller in love with you. Let us be still in the presence of God. Let us come now and relax in our sacred oasis and invite, invoke, and call upon the messengers of God with all the holy men and women of all faith traditions to join us here as we send love into the world. And I would like to read now, if I may, Psalm 103. Blessed be God, O my soul, and all that is within me. Blessed be God's holy name, who forgives all our sin, who heals all our diseases, who saves our life from the pit, who satisfies us with good as long as we live, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. God liberates those who are oppressed and defends those who are wronged. God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and firm in love. God does not look at us through our sins, nor repay our falseness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is God's infinite love. As far as the east is from the west, so far does God remove our wrongs from us. As a mother has compassion on her children, so God has compassion for the children of earth. The love of God is from everlasting to everlasting. Heaven's faithfulness is from eternity to eternity. Blessed be God, O you angels and messengers of heaven. Blessed be God, O you creatures and families of earth. Blessed be God, O my soul, and all that is within me. Blessed be God and his holy name. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the silence of our hearts, or in spoken words, let us give thanks for the gift of this day and pray for the life of the world. For your goodness, O God, boundless and everlasting, thanks be to you. For your generosity, gracious and wise, thanks be to you. For your mercy, strong and free, thanks be to you. Let us share your goodness. Let us practice your generosity. Let us live your mercy that we and the world may dwell. Let us reflect for a moment on those powerful words. Words flowing from the heart of God for your heart this new day. Be still. Be still. We have a reading from the upper room, and it's titled Our Perfect Prayer Partner. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. And that's a quote from Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 27. Several years ago, I had a faithful prayer partner. We met once a week and spent at least an hour in prayer. As word circulated about our meeting, other people gave us their lists of prayer requests. It was an exciting time. My friend moved away, and I've had trouble finding someone who will make a commitment to a weekly prayer time. In our hustle and bustle world, finding a few moments of quiet is difficult. However, even if we were alone on a desert island, we would have a prayer partner, one who knows how to reshape our prayers and to present them to God perfectly, the Holy Spirit. We may ask for things that might not be best for the person for whom we are praying. We cannot know how God is working in the life of any individual, but the Spirit of God knows. Holy Scripture teaches us that joining with other believers to pray is good, but when we cannot, we find comfort in knowing that the Spirit is always praying with us. Dear God, thank you for the Holy Spirit's help in prayer. And our thought for today, we never pray alone. The Spirit prays with us. Those words come from the heart of God, and they come to show us a different way. And here on live stream, or our podcasts, or YouTube videos, we do it in a certainty that God is present, that God directs the heart to speak God's word. And for that to be effective, one has to step out to make room for the cosmic Christ and the Spirit of God. So let us now come into the presence of love. Let us bring our requests. And for those who've joined us, I may not know you, but God knows you. So sit in the quietness of your soul and name and bless the issues. Now release them and give thanks to God for taking care of them. This morning, I would like to pray for the members of our community who are unwell, especially Sister Sue and her daughter Sarah. And we pray God's blessing on the family and their holistic cafe that touches many lives. Lives that would go unnoticed by many of the established religions. But they come into this holistic cafe where they're given more than a cup of tea, a sandwich, or a meal. They are given the love of God in action, true Franciscan. We pray this morning for Sister Diane, for Sister Miriam in Greater Manchester and her father and her son and daughter-in-law. We pray for dear Sister Miriam in New Zealand and her mom. We remember our other sisters, Elaine, Jen, Elizabeth and Eleanor. We remember Sister Teresa. We remember Brother Harry, and we remember all past and present members. And especially we remember the whole family of God who are hurting in mind, in body, and in spirit. For they are our brothers and sisters. Let us pray today for all religious leaders that they come to their heart. We pray for global unity and peace. And we pray especially for those who feel alienated from God. And for those who are bedridden, unwell, and alone in their journey. And we pray for all the men and women of all faiths who've given their life to God, who may be unwell, heavily burdened or discouraged in ministry. Father, Mother God, in your great love, touch each one with your healing love. Amen. And now I would like us to pray the prayer that Jesus, the barefoot Galilean, taught us. Our Father, Mother God, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give to us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive all those who have hurt us, wronged us, deceived us. Lead us not astray, but deliver us from the clutches of the evil one and from negativity. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And before the final prayer, I would like to play this for dear Sister Sue as a get well gift from all our hearts. As we come towards the end of our morning prayer, let us just for a moment hold every child of God, our brother and sister, close to our hearts, and let us listen to the words of the Christ, who said, "Whatever you do for the least of these, my children, you do for me." So let us place the whole family of God in the center of our prayer this morning, and let us release the love of God within us and shower God's blessing on all who are in need this day. Thank you. Bless to me, O God, the earth beneath my feet. Bless to me, O God, the path on which I go. Bless to me, O God, the people whom I meet. O God of all gods, bless to me my life. And our closing words, the blessings of heaven, the blessings of earth, the blessings of sea and sky, on those we love this day, and on every human family, the gifts of heaven, the gifts of earth, the gifts of sea and sky. Go in peace to love and to serve your God. Amen. Namaste, shalom, inshallah, pax et bonum, om shanti, solo di caritas, salam alaikum, peace, peace, peace.